It is time to bring in Pat Pagano for us to look at the forecast. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. Glad you're up and running.
Yes, you're glad. I'm glad too. Yesterday morning, in between 5:45 and 7 o'clock, by the time I got us back on the air, it was no. It's a good thing nobody was around here except for the cats. Even they hid. Because there was a lot of F-bombs being thrown.
Yeah, well, let me ask you a question. How come they've never done this before?
Oh, they have. They have.
Oh, but, they have.
But it's never been – this is a problem that it's nothing you can do about it. It's just they're cats. But you got to trace the wires. And when you trace the wires, that means getting under equipment.
Yeah. And like I said to you yesterday after he go on the air, I said to Marshall, "Okay, is there any way to even keep them out of the studio?" You said no.
No, because when we go, we can do it when I'm on the air, but when you leave the building to make the air conditioning and the heating system equal,
right,
you have to leave the doors ajar, and that way everything evens out.
And so the cat can come in, right?
So now, guess what came in the mail yesterday?
Must be the movie.
Now, I didn't watch it yesterday because I just plain didn't. I wasn't feeling that good yesterday. I wasn't feeling that good the day before. I'm feeling a little bit better today, so we'll go from there. And I can't guarantee it'll be today, but it might be. It all depends what happens when I get
home. It's okay. I would love for you to see it before Friday.
Oh, I will.
So that I just get an idea. The main critic, Mr. Marshall, he will give us his opinion, and maybe that'll pave the way for what they're going to say when they see it Saturday night. There'll be between 25 and 30 people here. Most of the cast and the people that helped out will be here Saturday night. Interesting that you said you didn't feel good, because I was thinking of you Monday night. I didn't get a chance to speak to you yesterday, but Monday during the day, I was very busy. I'm in the weather center. I'm trying to do a lot of things at once, and also, you know, do things around the house. And it was about 3 o'clock, and I started feeling not good. I was getting a lot of stomach pains, pains that I normally are not familiar with. That was making me very nervous. Well, it proceeded, you know, to get worse through the late afternoon and into the evening, to the point where I wouldn't even have dinner. I was not eating a thing. I was not drinking anything. I was cold. I didn't know where it was going. Anyhow, so I got up Tuesday morning, and it was yesterday morning, and I went up to upstairs to make my cup of tea. And I thought to myself, Pat, check everything that you're putting into your tea. Because something, I think it was food poisoning. Well, I was right. I use almond milk. And I bought a brand new container of almond milk Monday. And I had a cup of tea Monday afternoon. And I used that. And I looked at the date. It was 1 month expired. And I said, this has got to be it. And I looked on the internet. And they said, unlike regular milk, almond milk, if it sours, you're not going to smell it, where you would smell it with regular milk. And they said, you know, basically, it's good for 7 days after its date to use. Yeah. So this was over 1 month. Why was it on the shelf? And it's not a local store. This is a big supermarket.
You should go there and complain.
I am going today. And anyhow, I replaced it. So that was that. It passed. But I thought about you because I remember you telling me, I think it was last month, when you had gotten sick, and I said to you, I think it was food poisoning. Remember that?
Yep.
And I said, boy, Marshall got it, I got it. All right. Well, anyhow, weather-wise, showers or drizzle today, 45 to 50. Rain tonight, low 40s. Rain or showers will taper off by tomorrow afternoon, and it gets windy, mid-40s. Then on Friday, partly cloudy and windy, passing flurries, 35 to 40. Little bit colder Saturday, sunny clouds, a cold wind, 30 to 35. And your Sunday, mid-30s with sunshine for the first day of March. But that is it, folks. This February goes out as a in my opinion, as a non-wintry February for our listening area.
No snow.
Terrible. Mm-hmm. Terrible. No snow. Well, and I mean, we had some cold weather.
There were some flurries, but there was no snow. There was no measurable, real big snow.
Nothing to nothing to write home about.
Yeah, yeah. Maybe an inch, 2 inch, 3 inches, stuff like that, but that's about it.
Yeah.
Amazing.
So, and I don't see anything near down the line. Just don't. But I do see, I'll tell you one thing, I do see March being cold. I see a lot of cold weather coming our way, at least through the first 10 days of March. So we'll have to see how the rest of it shapes up. But I have a feeling that March is going to be a cold month. Let's see what happens.
All right. And our good friends at Visionary Computer had their, of course, outdoor security cameras on. And a big bear strolled through their parking lot. So either they never really hibernated or else they're coming out because they think it's time to come out.
And it's a big one, huh?
It was a big one. So it's almost like, it almost looked like normally when they come out of hibernation, they're a little skinny and stuff like that.
Yeah.
This one wasn't skinny.
So I guess
maybe it was a mama bear who's pregnant. I don't know, you know, but it was big bear.
Well, and my friend David was up at the lake house yesterday, and he texted me, no mice.
Well, you might not have had any mice, but last night I went to bed early. I didn't watch the debate because I knew it was going to happen. So I went to bed, and at midnight, my cat Bauer is just screaming. So I get up, and I thought something was wrong. No, Bauer had a mouse. So I got a hold of Bauer. I got a hold of the mouse. The mouse was still alive, and I put it outside. About 1:30, Bauer screaming. Another mouse. Got that mouse out. Okay. So now it's like 1:45, and I got to get up at 3:30. Then my other cat, Emma, is hiding for some reason. And normally when cats hide for no reason, they're sick.
Right.
So now I've got to get Emma off to the vet today and see what's going on. So even though I went to bed early, my really good sleep stopped at about a little after midnight.
Boy, Marshall. And why is your cat screaming? Is that to let you know that she caught a mouse?
That's exactly right.
How cool is that? Because, you know, whenever somebody comes to our door, before they even press the bell, Shirley will start crying out loud to let us know somebody's at the door.
You know, what Bauer used to do was actually bring the dead mouse to you and drop it in front of you. But now Bauer is going, and you go out there, and there's a mouse in its mouth, and it's alive. So all you have to do is hold on, Bauer, put your hand under the mouse, it lets go of the mouse, you take the mouse outside, and especially now that it's warmer, just throw the mouse outside, you know that the mouse isn't going to freeze to death. So anyway,
what if the mouse comes back in?
Then we'll do the whole thing again.
God bless you.
I can't kill a mouse. I can't. I'm sorry. I can't. I just can't. If some big alien being came down and just killed me just because it killed me, I wouldn't like that. So I can't kill the mice. I can't. I can prevent them to try to get in and stuff like that. But normally you don't worry about it this time of year because this is the time of the year they're going out. You know, they don't need the shelter of a warm house. The beginning of winter is normally when you get them. Well, anyways.
Well, you have to worry, yeah.
That's the mouse report. All right, Pat, I'll speak with you mañana.
Okay, feel better, Marshall.
All right, take care, Pat.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.